Welcome to our service of Celtic Evening Prayer on this fourth Sunday after Trinity. Our hymn tonight will be May the Mind of Christ My Saviour, number 506 in Anglican Hymns Old and New. Mary, one of our readers at St. Cross, will give the reflection. We begin our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. Out of the depths I have cried to you. O Lord, hear my voice. With my whole heart I want to praise you. O Lord, hear my voice. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? Who could stand? I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe.
Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe.
Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe.
Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tired as I am, today I believe.
Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe.
Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe.
Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. We now hear the word of God through our psalm and reading.
The psalm this evening is Psalm 56. Have mercy on me, O God, for they trample over me. All day long they assault and oppress me.
My adversaries trample over me all the day long. Many are they that make proud war against me.
In the day of my fear I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise.
In God I trust and will not fear. For what can flesh do to me?
All day long they wound me with words, that every thought is to do me evil.
They stir up trouble, they lie in wait, marking my steps, they seek my life.
Shall they escape for all their wickedness? In anger, O God, cast the peoples down.
You have counted up my groaning, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not written in your book?
Then shall my enemies turn back on the day when I call upon you. This I know, for God is on my side.
In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I trust and will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
To you, O God, will I fulfil my vows. To you will I present my offerings of thanks.
For you will deliver my soul from death and my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our reading this evening is taken from the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 18, starting to read at verse 31. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and insulted and spat upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again. But they understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he shouted it even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered a man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The heap of rags stirred, and a face appeared. What's happening? Who's coming? Jesus? Surely Jesus will see me. He is the one who can help me. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And sight was restored, healed, saved by faith. This man knew who Jesus really was, and it must have gladdened Jesus' heart to be called Son of David, the Messiah. And yet, this truth was still hidden from the disciples. They remained in the dark, refusing to recognize or incapable of understanding that he was the Messiah. So, another miracle of healing, which had brought glory to God as the crowd lifted their voices in praise and thanksgiving. Fully restored, our man followed them on the way, rejoicing in his newfound freedom. How can we meet Jesus? Stand in his presence? How can we have an encounter that might even begin to look like a relationship? Prayer is our only way to search for this reality. Imagine a windowsill with a plant in a pot. The plant has no eyes, no brain, but it turns to face the sun and pushes its roots deeply into the soil, although it doesn't know what moisture or nutrients are, always reaching for life. Our prayer has the same sense of turning and reaching for life. Though we may not understand, we feel we don't have the right words. We're not sure if anything is happening. Wanting and trying to pray is more important than the complexity of the language. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. What a beautiful prayer for us today and every day. It's like saying, "Here I am, Lord, coming to you to ask you to hear my prayer. Even though you know my needs and frailties only too well, I need to tell you so I can have a conversation with you." But I wonder if we can be as prompt as the blind man in our answer if we were asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" Take time in answering. What is happening? How is life going for you? Is there anything of lasting importance in your life which is causing concern? In some translations of this encounter, the blind man says, "I want to see again." Do you feel you have lost something
which was once very precious to you. Sometimes it takes great courage, faith and trust to voice our loss and suffering and weakness. Life can deal a harsh blow and cause faith itself to falter. Someone in mourning and then struck by a debilitating medical condition, leaving her with partial sight and brain damage, sadly told me she had lost her faith. Another, a reader of 35 years, but feeling her diocese and the church did not support her, has resigned her readership and has turned to white witchcraft and belief in crystals. There are many people sitting by the roadside shouting to us to have pity on them right now, silently locked down in loneliness, missing the fellowship of their church family, living under unbearable stress of unemployment, hungry and dependent on our food banks. The list can go on. They're calling us to stop in the tracks of our busy lives so that we can hear them express their deep longing to have their vision restored, to have their life and hope restored. Jesus has shown us today how to give respect with sensitivity. And so we may pray too, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on them. And make it clear to us what we can do practically to help them. The life of the kingdom of God is all around, if we are only in a position to open our eyes to see it, to long for it, to play our part in establishing it. I'm going to close with a poem by R.S. Thomas, which is called The Kingdom. It's a long way off, but inside it there are quite different goings on. Festivals at which the poor man is king and the consumptive is healed. Mirrors in which the blind look at themselves and love looks back at them. And industry is for mending bent bones and the minds fractured by life. It's a long way off. But to get there takes no time, and admission is free. If you will purge yourself of desire, and present your need only, and the simple offering of your faith, green as a leaf. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to your presence, grant us a vision to see what we can achieve. As your love touches us, may we reach out to others. Lord, stretch our capabilities, extend our vision, and increase our sense of purpose, that we may grow in our service of you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit are one God, for ever. Amen.
Amen.
As we intercede now and pray for other people, the response to Lord, open our eyes is that we may behold your glory. Lord, open our eyes that we may behold your glory. We praise you, Lord, for all men and women of vision, for all through their insight have built up your church and world. We pray for people in the arts who are suffering tremendously at the moment and concerned about their own future. We pray for all church synods and councils, for our bishop to be installed, Mark Tanner, for the Bishop of Birkenhead, Keith Sinclair, who is currently holding the fort overseeing the diocese, and for our archdeacons, Mike and Ian. Lord, open our eyes, that we may behold your glory. Bless, O Lord, all who are inventors and research workers, all who seek to improve and enhance our world, all those who are planners, builders and manufacturers. And especially in the current pandemic, we pray for those who are searching for a cure. Grant them your wisdom and insight that they may bring this pandemic to an end. Lord, open our eyes, that we may behold your glory. We give thanks, Lord, for all who through their goodness have provided for us, for all our key workers in these current times, and especially today on this anniversary of our National Health Service. We give thanks for our doctors and dentists and nurses, and for those times when we've known the benefit of that care. We pray for all those who are sick at present and receiving treatment in hospital. We pray for all our friends and our loved ones. Lord, open our eyes, that we may behold your glory. We pray for all who have lost vision, all for whom the future looks bleak, all who have lost their way, all who through lack of insight are in trouble. We pray for all whose sight is impaired and all who are blind, for all who write in Braille, and for the Royal Commonwealth Society for the Blind. Lord, open our eyes, that we may behold your glory. We give thanks for all whose vision is now lost in clear sight, all who behold your glory. We pray for loved ones departed. Lord, open our eyes, that we may behold your glory. We gather our prayers together with a collect for the fourth Sunday after Trinity. O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us thy mercy, that thou being our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not our hold on things eternal. Grant this, O Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, to dwell in the presence of my God, to gaze on your holy place. In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. O wait for the Lord. Have courage and wait. Wait for the Lord.
In the shadow of your wings, I will sing your praises, O Lord.
Oh.
that ye be at peace among yourselves, my children, and love one another. Follow the example of the wise and good, and God will comfort you and help you, both in this world and in the world which is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.